Hey, Donna. Have you ever seen...
Hey, Ben.
Jingle All the Way? Let's reel it in.
Is that going to be the whole episode?
No. My vocal cords would be destroyed. But no, I got more in store.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, man. Hey, how's your holiday season going so far?
It's going good.
Good. You just went to Kris Kringle Mart.
Yes.
With your lady.
Yes. We had a great time.
How was that?
Oh, you know, we.
Where'd you go?
We went to the Kris Kringle Mart.
Where?
In Chicago.
There you go.
In Chicago. Yeah, it was really, really good. I'm looking at the audio and your audio spikes all the way.
I'm sorry.
Hey, man, I'm kind of thirsty. Do we want to get drinks?
Yeah, I'll get our drinks real quick. We got something special today.
Technically, I'm supposed to bring the drinks today, but Ben really wanted these specific drinks. He put them in the microwave. And
10 more seconds.
For real? All right, I'll entertain for 10 seconds. He said he'd rather drink them cold. I don't know if you can hear that. Yeah, man, you put a lot in one of them.
I don't know what to do.
Are they hot? Are the mugs hot?
My hands are full. I can't close the microwave.
Oh, okay, that's fine. What a loud smack. I can't close the microwave. Boom. All right. He's coming in hot. So what do we got? It looks like coffee.
It is coffee from Starbucks.
Ooh, that
I really
smells
wish...
good.
Oh, it is.
Ugh. Never mind.
My... Don't even say coffee.
Shut your mouth. You know me. I don't like coffee.
This is the chestnut praline latte.
Okay.
It is my... I'm not done yet. It's my favorite drink of all time.
What?
Second drink is eggnog.
Aren't you a milk drinker?
Bro.
Don't you just like straight milk?
I'll go on a run
you're like
and
a
come back and drink milk.
I'll bring milk on a run.
And I switch around and I spit it out.
Yeah.
Okay. But this is my favorite drink of all time.
Okay.
I told Tanner that somebody could slip a drug in here and I would knowingly still drink it.
I
love it that much.
You're holding it like it's a bomb.
It's so hot.
Is it really? Okay.
I have a lot more liquid in mine than
Again,
you do.
Again, calorie deficit over here. 76 pounds down.
Don't tell them the weight because we're all out of whack now.
I don't care. I don't care. I don't
You're
care.
You're going to be down 76 this week and 64 next week.
You already know how it goes. Okay, here we go.
Mm.
Trying it.
So hot.
Oh, okay. That's not too bad. It just it has that like.
Oh my God. It's so good. It's so hot.
You're freaking weirdo.
Mm.
It's so hot. You put it in there for like 3 minutes.
Hot. It did not
burn my tongue.
Did not need that last 5 seconds.
Thankfully, I don't have as much. I'm in the calorie deficit. That's pretty good, Ben. Thank you.
It's very good. I went to Chicago.
Me too.
2 days ago, as I usually do. Kris Kringle Mart.
Yeah, there you go.
As I usually do, and I walked through the city. I walked through the streets.
Yeah.
It was all snowy. All the decorations were up, and I'm like, it's time. I don't care. It's before Thanksgiving.
Time to what?
Well... Right now, it's before Thanksgiving.
This is like your favorite time of the year right now. We're recording in November.
In November. Between Halloween and Christmas.
And Christmas is your favorite time.
It's my favorite time because it's like,
You know what? I like Thanksgiving. You want to know why I like Thanksgiving?
Because you're a thankful person.
No, actually, you should know why because you always make inappropriate jokes about it. My parents are divorced, so I get two meals.
But you're on a calorie deficit. How are you going to eat two meals?
I'm freaking stressing out about
Bro,
what I'm going to do on Thanksgiving.
Please tell me what? That you're letting yourself indulge
Enjoy.
On
no,
Thanksgiving.
I can't indulge, dude.
You can.
I'm not going to have plate after plate. I'm trying to cut.
No. You can on Thanksgiving. That's what Thanksgiving is.
You're an idiot.
Thanksgiving is your cheat day.
Oh, I'm allowed to sin on Thanksgiving. I'm allowed to be a glutton on Thanksgiving. Are you an idiot? Here's the thing.
No.
I haven't fit into this sweatshirt since my freshman year of high school.
Yeah, and what does it say on it?
Lake Central Native American.
Thank you. Okay.
I know Andrew's watching.
Andrew,
I'm not going to say the word. I'm not going to say the word.
I don't want you to do that joke.
Yeah. Well, too bad. I'm already saying it. I didn't say the word.
The movie is Jingle All the Way. Directed by Brian Levant.
What?
Levant.
Got it.
Who do you... Do you know a Brian? Do you know...
Go on.
Oh, okay. Came out in 1996.
Is your watch on today?
I'm not
is
doing...
Is it dead or alive?
I'm not doing the summary, bro. So it's dead.
Okay.
I'll charge it when it's my turn.
Oh, we'll see about that. Hey, congrats. You're engaged now.
Woo!
Well, not yet. He's getting engaged this upcoming Saturday. I know all about it. Peyton, if you're watching, I knew all about it the whole time.
She doesn't watch.
I lied to your face at Chili's the other night.
Yeah.
I was like, so do you guys have like an idea of when you're going to get engaged?
And sorry, like, Matt. I'm taken.
Matt Fulton.
Hey.
Shout out to Matt Fulton. Hey.
Matt, cheers to you, man.
Cheers to Matt Fulton.
Cheers to Matt Fulton. And to me getting engaged.
Oh, and one more. Cheers to Andrew.
Cheers to Andrew, and he's not getting engaged.
Oh, and cheers to Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Cheers to Arnold Schwarzenegger.
All right. Oh, I'm just kidding.
Dude.
Grab your coaster.
It's
here,
so
I'll
good.
Grab it for you. I'll grab it for you.
You're going to reach.
Where the frick did it go? You dropped the coaster.
It's on my ankle. Oh. I'm like, how is he going to reach across creation and grab this coaster
creation?
From my ankle?
Okay.
All right. Rated PG for Turbo Man. and let's go into the summary.
All right. Sounds good. Let me pull it up. Okay. Sounds good.
I don't even need my laptop on my lap.
Top. Okay.
Are you ready? Okay. Arnold Schwarzenegger is a successful businessman.
Yeah.
Do we know where he works exactly?
Toys Factory.
Does he really?
No, I don't know.
Okay, I don't know. That would make sense if he did that.
I don't know
he
where
doesn't.
He works. Okay, anyway.
He's a successful businessman, but at the I just lost the word, at the expense of his
family. Yeah.
All right, so it's the holiday season. The movie starts with Arnold Schwarzenegger staying overtime and not making it home in time for his son's karate belt.
Inauguration.
His presidential karate belt inauguration. What's his name?
Jamie.
It's Jamie. He takes karate. I do. I had to scroll a little bit.
That was up top of my head.
I'm so freaking proud of you.
Thank you.
So he goes home, he misses it, and he talks to his son Jamie. He's like, how can I make it up to you, bro? And Jamie's like, I want a Turbo Man action figure with the legs and the arms and the abilities and the jetpack and the voice activation that says five different things. Batteries not included. Or batteries included. I don't know.
Batteries not included.
So the movie is pretty much Arnold Schwarzenegger going out into the city on Christmas Eve to find a Turbo Man toy, which is the hottest toy ever.
In 1996.
No, ever.
Oh.
Ever.
Okay.
In this movie, this is the biggest Christmas toy ever to exist, and people laugh at him. He's like, I need Turbo Man. And they're like, they're just laughing at him. They don't have it for him.
Yeah.
So he runs into Sinbad on the street, who his career's not going too well, and he's a mailman now. and so Sinbad is also trying to find a Turbo Man for his son,
yep.
Who we never see. But so it's kind of Arnold looking for, or Howard, I'll call him Howard. Howard looking for the toy. Sinbad looking for the toy.
Yeah.
What's Sinbad's name?
I don't know, actually.
It is, I'm gonna find it. I'm going to find it. Myron. And so
I'll never get tired of you doing that.
And then
that.
So Arnold Schwarzenegger goes to the mall, and he can't find it. He goes to a toy store. He can't find it. He goes to the Radio Shack, who's, like, selling them through, like, a contest, and he can't find, you know, that's like, yeah, we'll give it to you about till after Christmas.
Yeah.
And then Sinbad has a bomb.
It's a homemade explosive device.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger goes to the Santa Claus shop, where, like, Santa Clauses will buy the toys and, like, sell them for a higher price for demand. But it's, like, a whole factory shop of them. Mm-hmm. And he fights them all off. And back at home, Jamie and his mom, a.k.a. Howard's wife, or, like, Howard's wife is getting freaking hit on by the neighbor, Ted.
Ted.
Ted is, like, making his moves on a married woman. Yep. Ted. head. Sorry.
Yeah.
So
I didn't like that.
So Jamie's like, "Hey, I'm going to the parade with my mom. Yeah. Dad, if you can make it, I would love that." And he's like, "I'm looking for Turbo Man. I can't find it." No. He doesn't know. The son thinks he's getting Turbo Man, yeah, right? Sure. Okay. And then so his dad's looking around, can't find it. They're at the parade. How much longer do I have?
Minute 19.
Okay. So pretty much Arnold Schwarzenegger finds his way in the parade while Jamie and his mom / Howard's wife are all in the audience, and there's a little bit of a mix-up, and Arnold Schwarzenegger is in the Turbo Man costume. He goes up on, like, the parade floaty, and then Sinbad is in the villain costume. He jumps on the floaty, and they're, like, all fighting for the special edition Turbo Man doll that Turbo Man was going to hand out to one of the kids in the audience. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He gets it, or, you know, he calls his son up, hands him the toy, but then Sinbad swings down and, like, grabs it, and they, like, chase around the streets and on the rooftops, and then for some reason, like, the Turbo Man costume is actually legitimately, like, a real superhero costume that can fly and shoot things.
Yeah.
And,
25 seconds.
Howard's... Liz. Liz. Howard's wife, Liz. Punches Ted in the face after making a move. And Arnold Schwarzenegger is like, gets the toy for his son.
Seven,
the son sees Sinbad
six,
being carried away.
Five,
he gives a toy to Sinbad.
Four,
and then
three,
he says, I don't need Turbo Man.
One,
my real dad's Turbo Man.
Zero. Okay.
Hey. Cheers to Turbo Man.
Turbo time.
cheers to Turbo Time.
It's Turbo Time, dude.
You know what
that?
I thought about?
The skit. The I Think You Should Leave skit?
No, not that.
You know what I'm talking about?
I don't think so.
I Think You Should Leave show.
Refresh. You think I should leave? No. Refresh my memory.
It's the... What's that comedian's name? He did like...
I think his name is...
His name is I Think You Should Leave. There's too much stuff on me.
There's too much stuff on me. I can't breathe.
I don't want to be around anymore.
Go push that guy straight over.
Oh my gosh, it's bothering me.
Fred?
He has a bit, no, it's not Fred. Mitch?
No,
Mitch?
It's not Fred Armisen.
Is it Mitch something?
I Think You Should Leave Tim Robinson.
Tim Robinson. Okay, so Tim Robinson has this one bit in I Think You Should Leave where it's a fake. Have you ever had this happen to you? Or it's like a scenario like you. He's like, it's such a funny
bit. I can't wait to hear it.
You haven't seen this? You haven't seen it? Okay.
I don't remember it.
It's like, have you ever had it happen to you? It's like an attorney's office commercial thing.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Where you get your foot stuck in the toilet.
And they come over here and they're laughing at you. And then they're running around. They're yelling, it's Turbo Time. And then they're jumping up and down. And you try to join them. You're like, you can't be part of the team. Mm-hmm. He's like, has that ever happened to you? He's like, call me right now.
Call me right now. I was thinking about Wreck-It Ralph, Turbotastic.
I've never seen it.
Turbotastic.
You've never seen
Wreck-It Ralph?
Nope. What's the second one? They made two, right? Wreck-It
Ralph
2? Ralph
Breaks the Internet.
Ralph Breaks the Internet, okay. You know what else broke the Internet?
Kim Kardashian.
Exactly.
You know who else broke the Internet?
Ellen DeGeneres.
My turn. My turn now. You got to ask me.
Well, you know who else broke the Internet? Hold on, let me try that again in full
English.
You know who else broke the Internet?
Turbo Man.
Cheers.
But yeah, the villain of the movie is Turbo... whatever his face is, and he always says Turbotastic. He like glitches out and says Turbotastic.
In Wreck-It Ralph?
Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh, okay. I've never seen that. What's your then and now? Oh my god, you spilled on your computer.
My keys.
I thought your all time favorite
drink
was eggnog, by the way.
Nine and fast forward key.
Ben always gets up and leaves during the show. I did that once and he yelled at me. He said, don't do that anymore. It's inauthentic and weird. You're using your What do you mean go on? I asked what your then and now was, and then you spilled coffee. Anyway, my then.
Yeah, go first.
I'll go first. My then was I've never seen this show, okay? I've never seen this movie. I heard of it. I didn't know anything about it. I didn't even know Arnold Schwarzenegger was in it, okay? And my now is I watched it yesterday, and it is so good. It is so fun. What's wrong with you? Is that legit? That's a joke. But you did a bit, though. You were trying to do a bit, and you hurt yourself.
Oh, I bit. I bit, all right.
Oh. It looked so fake. You good?
I'm okay. I just got a drink. I
I just got to drink. My mouth is so salivating
right
now.
What happened to you?
What did you do? Replay? I don't know. I went to go sit down. My shoulder was right here, and then I like went like into it. I bit my tongue.
It looked fake. That's why I was laughing.
Well, I'm glad my pain brings you amusement. Hey, cheers to pain.
Cheers to pain, yeah. Anyway, I watched it, and I loved it.
You loved it.
So funny. Arnold Schwarzenegger. This is the first time I've ever seen Arnold Schwarzenegger as an actor. Okay?
Excuse me?
I've never seen Terminator. I've never seen the other one where him and Sylvester Stallone try to escape a prison or something.
You're telling me you've never seen an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie your life?
I haven't.
Haven't seen Batman and Robin?
Okay, well, I forget that, Tim.
Let me ask you something.
What's up?
What killed the dinosaurs?
The Ice Age!
The Ice Age!
I forget he's in that. But this is the first where I've seen him look normal, like him as an actor.
As a person.
And this is so funny. I can't get past the fact that his wife speaks fluent English. The son speaks fluent English accent. And then he goes, I love you, son.
I love you, son.
What's his accent? Do we know?
Oh, I'm going to look it up. I should know this.
Why are you eating my cookies?
Dude,
I couldn't get past it.
Hey, you're stepping on my lines, bro. We got a whole quote section. You shut your mouth.
I know. I'm sorry. It was so funny, though.
What is Arnold Schwarzenegger?
The humor is so funny, dude. The bit. Oh, my gosh. The part where they're fighting all the Santas.
Austrian.
Okay. Where he fights all the Santas and the little one just flies. That part killed me.
Little buddy.
Sinbad is stupid funny in this movie.
You liked him in the movie.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, yeah.
My favorite part was when he was getting, like, tackled on and he starts yelling Rodney King.
Rodney King.
I'm like, oh, my gosh. And then
that was a lot.
Just his rants. Like, he delivered every line perfectly in my mind.
I don't know who he was as a kid or, like, when I was first watching this movie.
Yeah.
I had to look up, like, who is that? Like, oh, that's Sinbad.
What else is Sinbad in?
I got to look it up.
Sinbad was...
If he just has one name, he's got to be a big deal.
Not Kazam.
Did you just say Skazam?
No. What was... That one that's like the Mandela Effect movie where they thought someone was someone else in this movie. I don't know.
David Adkins, better known by his stage name Sinbad, is an American stand-up comedian and actor. He became known in the 1990s from being featured on his own HBO specials appearing on several television shows.
Okay. What movies? Is he in anything else? I think
Totally.
I think that's the only thing that I've seen Sinbad in.
I haven't seen his movies. Oh, he's in Good Burger, the Nickelodeon movie.
That's a movie? I thought it was a show.
It's
Good Burger. Welcome.
It was a skit on
Nickelodeon,
the Amanda Show or something like that, and then it became its own movie.
Sinbad was in that? Really?
He was a part of it.
Probably a boss or something.
He was Mr. Wheat.
You know what my favorite Nickelodeon show was?
What was it?
Zoe 101.
No.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Dude, the romantic connection between Zoe and Chase.
I wasn't allowed to watch it.
Why?
Because I was so young. And, like, I think, wasn't she pregnant in real life or something? And they wrote it into the show?
They didn't write it into the show.
Didn't she?
No, they just cut the show early.
Oh.
No, they wouldn't.
I remember watching the series finale. In my Nana's front room.
No kidding.
With my Nana there, and she's like, your parents let you watch this? And I'm like, Nana, it's the series finale. She's like, you guys, your mom let you guys watch this?
Your mom lets you guys watch this?
Was that Nancy? She didn't sound like that. Yes. Yeah. But I only remember her saying that probably for good reason. I don't remember anything about the show.
The show wasn't inappropriate at all. It was just like
Yeah, okay, bro.
It wasn't inappropriate, right? It was TV.
When I was a kid.
We need to go back to
I remember the Santa Claus fight scene from this movie, and that's pretty much it.
Okay.
There's another movie from Arnold Schwarzenegger that I get confused with this one, and it's The Last Action Hero.
Oh.
It's where he's an action movie, or like he's like the character, and he comes into the real world. It's kind of like similar stuff where it's just like,
it's like
around
that,
town
it's
and
like
stuff blows up. It's like the what?
The Tyra Banks movie with Lindsay Lohan. Tyra Banks. I think it's Tyra Banks. She's like a doll and then becomes real life.
Tyra Banks,
Lindsay Lohan. Look it up. What's it called? Life Size?
Yeah, Life Size.
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, really? Okay.
This is great. I think I've Googled like three different movies
while talking about this
while
movie.
While talking about this
I
movie.
I thought this movie was Kindergarten Cop.
Another great one.
I haven't seen that one either.
Oh, good cover up there. Good save there.
I haven't seen this one. All I know is the line because Andrew always says it. You're pushing pencils, Dylan. Or something like that, right?
It's not a tumor. It's not.
I haven't seen this. But
it might be a tumor. Oh
my God. It's not. Yeah, so when I was a kid, I only really remembered the Santa Claus fight scene.
Okay.
And then I think a little bit of the parade. And I wanted to watch it for the show just because I wanted to like see if I remember anything else. Because I know I liked it as a kid.
Did you watch the movie? You rewatched it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I did enjoy it a lot. I made a mistake and I looked up the Rotten Tomatoes score before I watched the movie.
Okay, I don't know what it is.
And so going into the movie, I was like expecting something very different. But I enjoy the movie a lot.
Okay.
I have some gripes.
I'm guessing it's lower rating.
I have some gripes with the ending.
I did too.
I'm like,
where it went.
I don't like the ending at all, really.
Yeah.
I think
it was a different movie. It felt like a different movie to me.
It totally was.
Yeah.
I don't like that he could fly around. I don't like that it got like a superhero movie.
It went
it
from
was strange.
A very realistic movie, like a dad trying to find his kid a toy, to like, oh, he's in a parade. He can fly. And it just turns out that the villain, or Myron, like knows how to like use like a...
I think the movie was really good up until the point where Myron like shot him in the face with his like retractable fist. Then like that kind of set off the whole. I can imagine the writers being like, and then he shoot him in the fist. Like, what if he can actually fly? Like, oh yeah, we'll make him fly.
That part was weird. So, also, I didn't like how the son and mom didn't even know that was Howard.
Yeah, the part he takes off his helmet.
He's like, "What? I have a surprise for you, Jamie. It's me." He's like, "Dad."
Jamie's like, "How do you know this much?" She's like, "Because I am your father." It's great,
dude. Young Anakin was in this movie.
Speaking of which, let's go into fun facts.
Okay.
The kid who plays Jamie also plays young Anakin.
Really? Wow.
Wow. Didn't know that.
Didn't know. Wow.
At an hour and 19 minutes and 40 seconds, there is a digitally rendered man holding popcorn in the front of the crowd to cover up the fact that he was used in the previous shot and it wouldn't make sense for him to be in two places at once.
Okay.
Something like that.
Okay.
Or like the popcorn guy was put in front of somebody who was in the previous shot, and like the other person was like in the front of the previous shot. So it'd be very jarring to see them in two different places. So
not like either of us noticed.
Noticed the popcorn guy. He stands out a lot. It's where he's going to Jamie at the parade, like as Turbo Man. He's like giving him the Turbo Man toy again or something like that.
Oh, and okay.
At like the very end, there's a guy there with popcorn just like standing there. I'm like, that doesn't look right. And I looked it up and it's like digitally restored or whatever.
Didn't even notice.
Strange. What wild times, man.
Yeah.
Pop quiz. Tanner.
I don't know all the names of the
Tanner.
I don't know all the names of
Give
the reindeer.
Give me all the names.
I read it
of
on your
Santa
thing
Claus's
earlier. That's
reindeer.
Why I said to you earlier.
Give me
Comet Dixon.
Nope.
You know Dasher and Prancer and Comet and Cupid.
Mm-hmm.
Cupid? Cupid's one of them?
Yeah, yeah.
Donner? Did I say Donner? Jeffrey Dahmer?
Jeffrey Donner, the reindeer?
Oh, my gosh. One of me and Julianne's favorite bits right now is going, if we see something kind of like acting like Jeff Dahmer, I'll be I'll look at her. I'll be like, babe, that's Jeff Dahmer. Just
Jeff.
So dumb. Just go by Jeff. Just keep it
okay,
short.
Give me the names again.
I don't know, bro.
Give me what you know so far.
Rudolph.
I don't
know what I said already.
We'll just say it again.
I don't want to do this.
Do it.
Dasher, Prancer, Comet, Cupid, Blitzen?
Dasher. Prancer. Comet, Cupid, you said. Okay. You got four more.
For real?
For real.
What did I say? How many was that?
Prancer.
Dasher, Comet, Cupid.
Rhymes with Prancer.
Dancer.
Got three more.
Blitzen?
Yes.
Blitzen.
All right, so think of the previous president of the United States of America.
Trump.
What was his first?
Clinton.
Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid.
Lincoln, Abraham.
Lincoln. Abraham. No, Donner, Vixen.
Donner, Vixen? Who? Oh, President Nixon?
No.
What prison are you talking about?
I was saying like Donner, like Donald, Donner, Donald. I don't know.
That was a stretch.
Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen. Oh, now he knows it.
Yeah.
Another fun fact.
Okay.
The velvet fur on a reindeer's antler from the reindeer in the movie.
Velvet?
It's like a velvet fur. I don't know.
Okay.
It looks velvet, right?
Red velvet, yeah.
Do you like red velvet?
It's just red chocolate, right?
It's just chocolate cake. They make it red.
It's
and they
weird.
Do and they do cream cheese frosting instead of.
You ever try red velvet Oreos?
Yeah.
So good.
Very good.
So good.
So the little velvet. Say velvet again.
Velvet?
You cut me off last time saying velvet. Anyway.
Velvet?
The velvet fur velvet? On a reindeer's antler.
Yeah.
Actually goes away months before the winter season.
Wait, this wasn't in the movie? You're just giving me a reindeer fact?
So the reindeer in this movie still had his little velvet fuzz on his antlers. But in real life.
It would have been gone?
It would have been gone.
They filmed this in July.
He would have been bony.
They probably filmed this in July.
They probably filmed this in July with fake snow.
And fake cold.
They probably made it really cold on
Sinbad
set.
Sinbad was alive then.
Big fans.
Sinbad died.
You know how they made it cold on set?
What?
They put Arnold Schwarzenegger in his Mr. Freeze costume again.
What?
And he went, ice to see you!
Ice to see you.
And he just froze the set.
Well, Sinbad died.
We did the fun facts after the then and now. Sinbad didn't die.
I was wondering if I could gaslight you or not.
No, but this stupid kid gave him the stupid toy.
Yeah, what a...
I hated that.
He's like, I don't need it. My dad is it. And
dad's Turbo Man.
I'm not actually Turbo... I'm not Turbo Man.
I'm not Turbo Man.
I can't do it. You're so good at it, man.
I'm just more talented.
Yeah, he's eight.
But yeah, I don't... How did you feel about Sinbad getting the toy at the end for his son? I'm happy that his son got the toy. I'm not happy that Sinbad got the toy for his son.
It was a bummer because it was kind of like... I mean, he was going to, like, kill Anakin. He was going to kill Jamie. And they were both hanging up there. He was literally going to pull him down and, like, be like, you got to let go, kid. I need this toy. I need this toy. And then at the end, he's like... He just goes, sorry about that.
Hey, sorry about
that.
Yeah,
I'm like, come on. He's a villain. And also, he blew up the police officers. He should be in jail. He should be life without parole.
No, but
that was one of my favorite parts. He's like, he said, because he said it twice. He's like, this is a homemade explosive device.
Again, you're stepping on my lines. You're stepping on my quotes, bro.
I'm sorry,
all my
man.
Quotes. All
so
my quotes.
Funny,
they're gone.
Though.
They're gone. They're gone. No,
they're
but
gone,
it was,
they're gone. They're
it
gone.
Was one of the, it was one of the bombs that doesn't actually explode, though. Just makes the people's face black with smoke.
Yeah, it makes one, the people's
one of
face
those,
black.
One of those racist bombs.
Oh, my gosh.
One of those racial
you
bombs.
You want to keep that in?
I'm going to keep that in. All right, let's go to quotes, guys. Who told you could eat my cookies? Followed by, put the cookie down.
Dude, that
now.
Was so funny.
It was good. It was good. I think that's top tier Arnold Schwarzenegger.
For sure. Ted is just creepy in this movie, bro.
I don't like Ted.
Like I didn't understand. Here's the thing. I thought he was just, like, there. I didn't realize that he was trying to get with the wife the whole time. I thought he was just being
creepy.
Bro,
all the women were trying to get with Ted, and Ted's like, I don't want you hoes.
I
want to
marry.
I want.
Ben's inappropriate.
I don't want you other single women. Or maybe they're married.
I don't
they
want
all
these
kids.
Desperate housewives of
Do you think
New York.
All these women are unhappy in their marriage?
They're all, but wait.
Or do you think they're all single with kids?
Oh, they're all, ooh, I don't know. Do you know when
Sound
the,
off
do
in
you
the
know
comments.
Where this is taking place?
Huh?
Do you know where this movie's taking place?
No.
Minnesota.
Minnesota?
Mall of America.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Have you been?
Yeah, we went when we went to Minnesota a couple weeks ago. Me and Julianne.
Oh, yeah.
The Lego store. We went to that same Lego store. It was just completely different because it was in the 90s. But I was like, I've been there. That was cool. It was a cool little, like, fun little thing.
Been there, done that. Okay. I'm not a pervert. I was just looking for a Turbo Man doll. That's when he's in the ball pit. And he has his fingers
in
the kid's mouth.
I guess that was a girl. I guess that was a little girl. I thought it was a little boy. I thought it was a little boy. That was a little boy. He was putting a little boy in his mouth.
She had a bowl haircut and overalls.
I mean, whose fault is that? The parents?
Maybe she just has a bad taste.
Sure.
My girlfriend wears overalls all the time. She looks great. I'm going to marry her.
It's girl?
This is a homemade explosive device.
There you go. That's my favorite line.
And then.
It doesn't feel like a Christmas movie when you hear that to quote. You know what I mean?
This is a homemade explosive device.
This is.
Doesn't really scream to me 'Tis the Season.
This is crazy, okay? Because I only seen this movie yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
This is now in like top five of my favorite
for real
Christmas movies. This was great.
Dang, it's up there for me, but top five.
Except the ending, like what we were talking about, such a bummer.
Yeah,
because I felt like they really could have done something better.
I think it's great they had him on the float.
Yeah,
I was saying,
but don't make him fly. I don't want to make him fly. I don't need him to fly.
Have like the fight end, you know, at the end, and he's still trying to get the. But like, we don't need him flying like miles into the sky and then falling down and just being okay.
It looked terrible, too.
And being okay. Well, I think that I'm willing to let that slide.
Let that because of the 90s.
It was the time.
But still, with that great amount of humor, and the story was really good. I just really liked the story
liked
up until
too.
That part. I was like, this is a bummer.
I
don't want to watch this right now.
I think one of the hardest parts in this movie that I laughed, and I don't know why, it's when they were driving. It was like the cut from Arnold getting in the car with Santa Claus and the little elf to like where they were actually going. It was like a sweatshop and there were just like flaming trash cans outside. I was just laughing at the way that the whole thing looked.
Yeah.
Next quote and last quote from Sinbad. How about these stupid letters from kids to Santa at the North Pole? Dear Santa, can you send me a bike and a slinky? Your father's been laid off.
No, your father's been laid off. Yeah. He had great line deliveries.
He good. He's so good, man. He good.
R.I.P.
He good. He's not dead. he's still with us. And just in time for Jingle All the Way too.
That was a thing, right?
It was with
newer, right?
Yeah. Larry the cable guy.
What? Yep. Really?
Let me read the
premise
for Jingle All the Way too.
Dude, you know what I'm kind of...
2014, yeah.
Oh, that's a bummer. I don't know if by the time we're recording this came out or not. It definitely came out when this episode's airing.
Mm-hmm.
But the Christmas Story 2 movie.
A Christmas Story Christmas.
Did it come out already?
It was so good, dude.
You saw it?
I liked it a lot. The trailer I saw it. I watched it with my family. It was great.
Okay.
It was a great night.
It came out already?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what was it on?
HBO Max.
I don't have HBO Max. I got to borrow your HBO
Max. Yeah, you
got
to borrow HBO Max.
Can I borrow it?
Yeah, for real, man. If you want to watch the movie, you can watch it.
What the heck is wrong with you?
Watch it.
Your face is so weird.
Hey, you can watch it.
Got it. Look at the camera. Just turn your whole...
You can watch
it. Look at his weird freaking face right now.
Hey, you want to watch it? You can watch it. I'm on HBO Max account.
HBO Max account. That's weird.
A child's father and stepfather engage in an all-out battle to get her the toy of her dreams for Christmas. That is the premise of Jingle All the Way 2.
That's also the premise of what?
Yeah, name a movie.
The Will Ferrell movie with Mark Wahlberg.
Oh.
Stepdad? No, it's not Stepdad. What is that?
Oh, what is it?
What is that called, dude?
Daddy's Home?
Daddy's Home.
I never saw Daddy's Home 2, though.
Neither did I. I haven't seen Daddy's Home 1.
Daddy's Home 1 is funny. I haven't seen the second one, though.
This movie, the beginning of this movie was very much like, Hook. You ever see Hook?
Yeah.
It was kind of like
Williams.
Robin Williams is a bad dad. He's stuck at work all the time. He's like, you can't make a baseball game or whatever. Yeah. Except
that's a fairly well used trope.
Didn't go back to didn't
Neverland. Didn't fly to
Neverland.
He never landed.
At Neverland.
Arnold Schwarzenegger flew into a building. That's what
pretty
happened.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Yep.
Pretty much. Yeah. And that was a weird shot too, by the way. The one where it's like this family's there, like, what the heck?
Wait, what?
You know, in the movie, Jingle All the Way.
For what part?
He, like, flew into this building where this family was eating dinner or whatever, and
this family
was like, what the heck?
Yeah, they're about to pray, and he just, like, crashes through their table.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah.
Traumatizing scale, 0.
0. There's nothing.
Just a turbo-tastic movie.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Okay. Can you go to Rotten Tomatoes?
This is where it gets dark.
Let me guess.
This is where it gets real dark.
Let me guess. I'm going to give it... I said, I've never seen it. And if I'm on the money, you have to like buy me something, okay?
Okay.
36.
Mm-mm.
Okay, dang it. I don't know it.
You ready? Look at
Is it?
Look at my lips.
Oh no. Oh no.
19%.
What?
19%.
19? 19%. Oh my gosh. This is matching with Cat in the Hat. I think Cat in the Hat was 19.
If you remember that so well,
I swear.
Movie number 9 I'm looking up on this episode.
Tell me
Cat
I'm right.
In the Hat movie, 2003.
If I'm right, you have to buy me something.
10%. But 19% on Metacritic.
It's
10%. Bummer. But it's 19% on Metacritic.
19%? Well, it's Jack Frost. Maybe it was Jack
Frost. Dude, you are insane.
I'm sorry, man, but maybe it was Jack Frost. It's somewhere.
Jack, let me just look up all our movies.
Shut up, man.
Shut up, man. That's 19%. 19?
Okay,
I'm not buying you anything.
Okay, sounds good.
I'm not
good.
Giving you anything.
You owe me a drink.
19%. You owe me a drink. Hey,
I have one in the fridge. You're not drinking
it. How about you pay for our drinks tonight?
Oh, yeah, I was going to do that.
Done.
Wait, so
we'll call it even.
I won and I pay you?
We'll call it even.
Okay.
Okay.
I told you I was going to pay. All right.
I'm trying to be upset about this 19% and you're not letting
That's
me.
Ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
I would say the first, if it's only going off the end of the movie, I agree, but it's not. It's going off the whole movie. That is a
bummer. That's what the review says. It's like, it's a good movie, but it doesn't.
It gets weird at the end.
It like kind of falls apart at the end, and it could have been a really cool movie about materialism, and then like it does, like in the end, it kind of celebrates materialism because everybody gets a toy.
Yeah.
I guess Jamie doesn't get the toy.
Jamie gets his dad home.
He gets his dad home.
What's the theme? Be around for the holidays? Be present? Be present, but don't.
Well, the movie was about him getting the toy for his son, right?
I thought that was a great premise, too, because it was fun. I was like, this whole movie is going to be him trying to get the present, and it's not going to work out until the very, very end where you think he doesn't have it. And then, it kind of worked, but.
I think the theme is like, what really matters on Christmas is your family.
Yeah.
That's pretty much. Which like, hey, every other Christmas movie ever, guys.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And it works every single time.
Arnold Schwarzenegger fed a dog beer at one point. You remember that?
When?
That was when he was in after he broke bread. No, it was not a dog. It was the reindeer. He was feeding reindeer beer.
Yeah.
What?
That's great. Good for him.
Good for him.
Good for the reindeer.
Traumatizing scale 1 for that. 19%. Good night.
Yeah.
Okay. No.
All right. What's your Tot and Tomatoes?
I'm gonna give this 77.
77?
Yeah.
It's pretty good, man.
That's
kind of high.
It's 77.
Good.
It's the movie.
Good.
The last half
stick
hour.
What a stick bite.
The last half hour is what made it lower.
Yeah.
If they did something different, I would have loved it.
So, like, the last third of the movie is what you're saying.
This was the first Marvel movie that isn't a Marvel movie that has an end credit scene. Did you see the end credit scene?
I didn't.
Okay, so basically, they're putting he puts the star on the tree. And he's like, I did it. I put the star in the tree.
You're lying. You're lying to my face.
No, this is for real. And then, he's like, I love it, Dad. Like, I'm glad you're home or whatever. And then the wife's like, you know, all the extents that, you know, you went to, this is 100% legit. He's like, all the extents that you went to get Jamie his present.
You're going to get something special
tonight. She's like, what did you get me? He looks at the camera and was like,
Dow! Oh, really?
And he doesn't go, Dow, but he looks at the camera and it like zooms in on him. Yeah.
Oh, that's 100%. Funny.
It was funny.
That's good.
I was like,
the sequel. If they do it with Arnie again, that's what they do.
Arnie what?
Arnie Schwarzenegger.
Arnie Schwarzenegger.
Okay. I really don't like the ending. So I'm giving it a. See, here's the thing.
Here we go.
I'm dancing between a 65 and a 70.
Okay. That's not as low as I thought
so
you'd go.
So out of 10 Santa Clauses,
yeah.
I'll give it six and a half.
Six and a small one.
Six and a small one. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not too bad.
That's what I'll do.
Sinbad really made this movie like he really made it. And the fact that, like,
there were times where, like, he almost ruined it, though.
Really?
There were times where he got really close, and I'm like, you're doing too much.
You think so?
You're doing too much, Sinbad. You're sin good. You're getting to be sin mediocre right now,
you're
okay?
Sin mid.
You're getting sin mid real quick.
It almost topped, to me, his performance there, even though it's not as notable.
His performance
was kind of Beetlejuice to me. Like, his line deliveries were funny, dude. No, I'm not saying, like I said, it's not as notable. And I definitely think
Sinbad and Jingle All the Way.
You're not listening to me right now. You're not letting me talk. Michael Keaton as Beetlejuice is way better than Sinbad as Myron. Okay? Myron the Mailman.
Myron.
But I'm saying the line deliveries and the committedness to it was so funny to me.
He did commit.
He committed so hard to every bit My coffee's gone.
Full circle.
Yeah.
Because I'm getting engaged too. Cheers to commitment.
She barely said yeah, by the way. It hasn't happened.
I don't know. It's happening yet.
In like 5 days. Dude, you're going to be the only friend in our group that is engaged. Oh my gosh. Dude.
I'm leading the pack. It's going to start. That's going to be boom, 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 boom.
Who do you think's next?
You.
Obvi.
Obvi. unless Andrew finds a honey and just like commits gets her pregnant.
Finna find a honey, dude. I bet we could find one of your cousins at the wedding.
You stop that
for
right
Andrew,
now.
For Andrew.
That could work. That could work.
That could
work. I don't have any single cousins, but by then it could
work. No, we could find one.
I have a lot of single guy cousins.
Andrew?
No. Okay, so next week's movie. First of all, good episode, bro. Good episode.
Okay.
Well, I was going to like cheers, but we just did it, so yeah. I'm not going to. Hey, cheers to just cheersing.
Yeah, man. I agree with you on that one. I honestly don't know what the movie is next week.
Polar Express.
Oh, okay. One of my favorite, if not arguably my favorite Christmas movie.
Is it? Oh, so it's in your top five, too?
It's in my top five for sure. Yep.
Interesting.
The crap is wrong with you. He went,
We'll talk about it next week on Reel It In. Tanner, plug away.
You can follow me at Tanner Reckledge, at Talk Time with Tanner, and at reel.it.in.podcast. Also, my new single is coming out officially soon.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell a date. I was so excited.
It costs money to get these singles out here, okay?
I know.
Anyway, Ben, don't plug away. All right.
You can follow me at TurboTastic.
TurboTastic.
You can follow me at It's Turbo Time.
You can follow my TurboTax account.
TurboTax.
All right, Polar Express next week.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Is that our Christmas book? No.
No.
A couple more weeks.
Okay. Don't get too excited. So you guys stay safe out there on these slippery roads. And always remember
to keep it real.